Chapter 3 Mr. Starks led the way down a narrow stairway. Our sneakers squeaked on the stone floor as we stepped into a large, dimly lit chamber. I took a deep breath and waited for my eyes to adjust to the darkness. The air smelled old and dusty. It was surprisingly warm inside. I unzipped my coat and pulled my long brown hair out from under the collar. I could see several display cases against the wall. Mr. Starks led the way to a large wooden structure in the center of the room. The group huddled closely around him. "This is the rack," he proclaimed, waving the red pen at it. "Wow, it's real," I whispered to Eddie. I'd seen big torture devices like this in movies and comic books, but I never thought they really existed. "The prisoner was forced to lie down here," Mr. Starks continued. "His arms and legs were strapped down. When that big wheel was turned, the ropes pulled his arms and legs, stretching them tight." He pointed to the big wooden wheel. "Turn the wheel more and the ropes pulled tighter," Mr. Starks said, his eyes twinkling merrily. "Sometimes the wheel was turned and the prisoner was stretched and stretched until his bones were pulled right out of their sockets." He chuckled. "I believe this is what is called doing a long stretch in prison." Some of the group members laughed at Mr. Starks' joke, but Eddie and I exchanged solemn glances. Staring at the long wooden contraption with its thick ropes and straps, I pictured someone lying there. I imagined the creak of the wheel turning, and the ropes pulling tighter and tighter. Glancing up, my eye caught a dark figure standing on the other side of the rack. He was very tall and very broad. Dressed in a long black cape, he had pulled a wide-brimmed hat down over his forehead, hiding most of his face in shadow. His eyes glowed darkly out of the shadow. "Was he staring at me?" I poked Eddie. "See that man over there, the one in black?" I whispered. "Is he in our group?" Eddie shook his head. "I've never seen him before," he whispered back. "He's weird. Why is he staring at us like that?" The big man pulled the hat lower. His eyes disappeared beneath the wide brim. His black cape swirled as he stepped back into the shadows. Mr. Starks continued to talk about the rack. He asked if there were any volunteers to try it out. Everyone laughed. "I've got to get a picture of this thing," I decided. "My friends will really think it's cool." I reached into my coat pocket for my camera. "Hey!" I cried out in surprise. I searched the other pocket. Then I searched my jeans pocket. "I don't believe this!" I cried. The camera was gone.